Church, the result of the proclamation of the gospel. The apostles received the message of the kingdom of God from Jesus. He revealed to them the mysteries of the kingdom. He sent them for proclamation during his public life while he was with them. Jesus instructed them that they should do mission work with total trust in God and with a lot of sacrifices. Don't take anything with you on your journey except a stick, no bread, no beggar's bag, no money in your pockets. Wear sandals, but don't carry an extra shirt. Jesus exhorted them that the ministry of the proclamation of the gospel involves sacrifices. He warned them that they are sent like sheep to a pack of wolves. Jesus asked them mainly to preach that the kingdom of God is near. The apostles were witnesses to the words and deeds, and especially to the death and resurrection of Jesus. The vision of the resurrected Lord confirmed the apostles in their faith. Jesus instructed Peter, "Take care of my lambs," and thus he appointed Peter as the head of the church. The apostles, empowered by the Holy Spirit, on the day of Pentecost, started proclaiming the gospel publicly. The first Christian community was formed as a result of the proclamation of the word by Saint Peter on that day. The community that listened to his preaching repented and believed. Those who believed and received baptism participated in the teachings of the apostles, communion, prayer, and breaking of the bread with great zeal. Thus, the church started growing. Taking up the exhortation of Jesus to proclaim the gospel to the whole world, the apostles went to different parts of the world. Wherever they reached, they proclaimed the word and witnessed Jesus. Their witness led many to Jesus. The activities of the apostles were in the name of Jesus and with the power and authority that they received from Jesus. The salvation preached by the apostles and witnessed by the Holy Spirit through signs and miracles were confirmed by the Lord. Thousands believed in Jesus and received baptism. Thus, church communities were formed in all those places. In India, the church was formed as a result of the proclamation of the gospel by Saint Thomas the Apostle.